We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
We're with Mark Murphy, the president and CEO of Greenlight Network, says, Mark, it's a big day for Greenlight as you announced exactly where you will be expanding into the city of Buffalo. Where are you guys going to be heading to?
Well, we're going to start in the Lower West Side and then also be starting in the Upper West Side, and then making our way east to the Buffalo Forest, Elmwood Village, and Elmwood areas over the course of the next year. So, yeah, it is a big day, and we're really excited to finally be able to get to make this announcement.
What led up to this point, to this announcement today? I know there was a lot of negotiations with the city, but what, I guess, was it just a case of, you know, dotting the I's, crossing the T's at this point? What happened that led to today's announcement?
Well, there's, I mean, to build out a fiber network, and again, we've got to build out all of our own infrastructure. We're not leveraging anybody else's fiber to make this happen. So it's a big construction undertaking, and there's a lot of pre-construction tasks that need to happen. So as an example, we need to get not only right-of-way arrangements with the city of Buffalo, but then we also had to get pole attachment agreements done with Verizon and Niagara Mohawk. And then we've got to go through the application process with them. We've got to work with our own internal engineers to make sure that we get a proper design so that we can pass as many homes as possible. And then the other piece that we're starting now is we actually have to go out and get easements from a number of homeowners so that we can use their property to access the utility poles that are in their backyard. So it's a large undertaking that has to occur before we're able to begin construction. Once we begin construction, that's frankly the easy part, and that's the part that most people get to see in advance. But there's a great deal of planning, and obviously we needed time to get feedback from the Buffalo-Niagara region to make sure that we were building where the most demand was initially and that we could connect those customers up first.
And I guess, is that how you guys came up with the decision to start on the west side of Buffalo and in the Elmwood Village area, just the case of demand? Because, you know, we talk to City of Buffalo residents all the time, and some of the common complaints are that the internet isn't good in the city. They don't have a lot of options. How exactly was the decision made to pick the west side and Elmwood Village?
This was 100% decided based on where the customer demand was initially. And one of the things that we're eager to do is to work with the city, and that was part of our ongoing discussions with a number of folks at the city and a number of community organizations, is making sure that we've got significant outreach across the city to create awareness on who we are, what we do, and also get involved in digital inclusion efforts to make sure that everybody has an opportunity to get our service, and everybody understands the benefits they can get, not only from our service, but the internet in general.
When do you hope to have everything all set up and ready to go in Buffalo? I know you've set up the pieces so far, but people can't purchase the internet yet. When will they be able to purchase internet?
So people will be able to go online shortly and place an order with us. The first thing they can do is go to the website, greenlightnetworks.com. And sign up there and let us know that they're interested, and then we'll keep them informed along the way of our progress. We expect some of these initial areas to turn up in the early part of the second quarter. Again, our deployment is largely dependent on how quickly the utility companies perform their work and get the utility poles ready for our construction to begin. So the quicker that they can get that done, the quicker we can start and the more people we can deploy to in 2021. And right now we expect that to be about 10,000 homes in 2021 and at a little over 30,000 homes in 2022.
Are there any active efforts right now for you to expand into other areas of the city of Buffalo, such as Buffalo's east side, perhaps South Buffalo? Has there been efforts to already expand even further than what you're announcing today?
Yes, actually, we've got a few folks that we've already hired in Buffalo. One in particular is involved in a number of community outreach efforts to begin those, to not only begin, but those discussions have been ongoing. We're also looking at a number of community centers and other areas that we think could serve a great deal of the public. Even if we're not in those individual homes, we can at least be in a common area that a lot of folks that may not be able to afford our service would have access to our service.
All right. And Mark, as we start to...
And those announcements will be coming over the next few weeks and months.
Okay. And as we wrap up this interview, obviously I'd be remiss to ask you, you know, how excited you guys are. You're expanding into Buffalo. You're giving people additional options for internet in the city of Buffalo. What do you think this is going to mean to the Buffalo community at large?
First and foremost, I think it gives people a choice. And that's, I think, what we've seen people really like. I mean, our product is great. It's the fastest in not only New York, but in the United States. We think it's a great value, and we think it's an opportunity for people, one, to save money, and two, you know, in the midst of this pandemic, broadband at the home is more important than it's ever been. And having a service like Greenlight is going to help people learn, work, and be entertained at home better than the experience that they've currently been given at a more affordable rate. So we love being in the market, and we love seeing the reaction that we get on social media and in other places in the feedback that we get from our customers. It's like you said, it's an exciting day for us to be able to expand into Buffalo, and we're looking for turning up those first few customers in a few months.
And you know, something that's interesting also is, of course, this pandemic has led to more people working from home. Has there been a lot more of a demand for better internet services? And you know, what have you guys been seeing, you know, down on the front lines as you work day in and day out in the internet industry? How much more of a demand is there nowadays?
In terms of actual usage, we've seen usage go up by about 30% since the pandemic broke out and people started working from home. That hasn't changed. And we've certainly seen areas that we've already deployed the service. Demand is really, really high. So we're doing everything we can to meet that. Our folks are, you know, equipped with all the PPE that they need, and they're continuing to go to work every day because, you know, we understand we're an essential business now, maybe more than ever. And we're going to do everything we can to get our service to those people that want it.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.